Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back into First Take, brought to you by Caesars Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the Saints. Looking at the main game in action right now, who dats are interested in. The Atlanta Falcons currently have a 7-0 lead over the LA Chargers.
And that's despite missing a 35-yard field goal. Fun fact.
Young Hoku missed one again,
yes,
huh?
Young Hoku. But yes, he did. He missed one.
Yeah, right now there was a 1:40 left in the first quarter there. So that action winding down as the Atlanta Falcons have a 7-0 lead. Bijan Robinson scoring a touchdown in that game. Pittsburgh versus Cincinnati is tied up 7-7. The Indianapolis Colts have a 7-3 lead over the Colts at 0-0. Seattle Seahawks and New York Jets. Ooh, what a game that is to watch, huh? And then also Houston Jags scoreless, and Arizona Minnesota is tied at 3-3. The Washington Commanders have a 7-0 lead over the Tennessee Titans. We mentioned in the first hour, Jeff, that Marshawn Lattimore still a no-go for the Commanders over there, but looking like he's trending in the right direction. Maybe be back next week for them, or they might have a bye week. And then they come back to play.
Yeah, they have a bye, and then they come back to face us.
So just in time, Marshawn should be ready for the Saints.
But they won't have Austin Eckler for that game. He's dealing with a concussion. I believe he went on injured reserve. That's going to be an interesting one to watch. Brian Robinson is going to be probably their starting running back. He just had a 40-yard touchdown run. Some interesting football going on. We'll see how it goes. I think that game will mean a lot more if the Saints win today. Because then they're going to go out to New York and play the Giants. Although it's a rested Giants team, it's probably the most beatable team in the NFL right now. They lost Dexter Lawrence to a dislocated elbow.
Yeah. They seem to be actively going for that number
Theo
one pick
Johnson
right now.
Got hurt too. Yeah, I don't think the Giants are going to win another game all season. And that's why you get to this point in the year and it's like, all right, so there's teams that are still kind of holding on to the rope. There are teams that have let go of the rope.
Right.
And so you can take advantage of those matchups. But that's true of everybody, right? That's true of all the teams that are in the running. And, like, you look at, okay, the Bucks, they're playing the Panthers this week. Now, it's an interesting one because the Panthers are still playing hard.
Right.
You know, and they seem to be improving. They took the Chiefs down to the wire last week. Chiefs had to kick a field goal at the buzzer to win, and Bryce Young's playing a little better. Maybe he's, you know, kind of coming into his own at the NFL level a little bit. So those are kind of the matchups where, hey, okay, so the Bucks, you look at that and you just chalk up a W for the Bucks. But what if they lose? right? And then so I don't know. It's an interesting time of year for sure.
You mentioned those teams that are still holding on to the rope. The Saints definitely in that bunch now.
No question.
Still got fight left of them. And Cam Jordan actually talked about how this black and gold team still believes and is holding on to any kind of hope that they do have left for the postseason. Here's what Cam said.
The mental shift. When you hear from up top that you're changing – you know, head coach positions, there's one or two ways you go. You know, you see teams that tank and you see teams like last year, you know, Raiders that have success. And which one do you want to be? I mean, everybody in here at the beginning of the season after 2-0 was convinced we were going to the Super Bowl. You lose 7, the whole world is convinced that you've got nothing left. It's up to us as players to keep fighting each and every down. And it's not like we weren't. We were giving everything we had. It's just it's coming up short. These games weren't blowout games. You weren't getting embarrassed in some of these games. More of the games that we've lost have been one possession, if not less than 7-point possession games at the end of it. So we're right at the cusp. For whatever reason, you start building confidence when you start closing those games out. So you see us close out, you know, 2 games ago. We see you close out in the fourth quarter. Last game, you see defense close out. That's what you love to see. That's how you build confidence, and that's how you move forward saying, hey, yes, we can score. We can score and create big explosives, but at the same time, on defense, we can create turnovers and give back to the ball to an offense that can create those big plays.
Love hearing from Cam Jordan just for the fact that you would never guess just for the way he sounds that this black and gold bunch is 4-7 on the season.
No, but I mean, that's part of the reason, hey, you want these veteran players because they keep you pointed in the right direction. Typically, when you see a team fall off the way, you know, the way you do at the end of the year and fall into that top 5 pick range, it's a lot of times younger teams, it's teams that, you know, they don't have that experience of finishing out seasons, and the Jets are the exception of that. The Jets are going to be the Jets, and now they got to figure out what to do with Aaron Rodgers, if he's even going to come back. That was a big conversation this week. But no, that's why, you know, the Saints, it's, you know, they're going to go out, they're going to try to win a game. Like, this is not a team that's even considering, hey, what if we don't win this week? They're thinking about, we're beating the Rams this week. And that's what we've heard. You know, it's a cliche, and it's a little annoying when you're trying to ask a question and every answer is Rams 1-0, but that is where you have to be. Like, as annoying as it is to get answered
Everyone's
with cliches,
on that same page,
that is how you need to be if you're going to go win a game. You can't be thinking about the Giants. You can't be thinking about the Commanders. You can't be thinking about the standings
playing
and how
golf.
Many people are in front of you. You got to be thinking about, how do we go 1-0 this week, win the game, and then you worry about the rest. And again, like, when I ask about, hey, you know, well, how do you keep that momentum? And you're like, 1-0 Rams. Okay, fine, whatever. But, you know, and I asked Darren Rizzi about this. He actually said he didn't remember, which is interesting to me.
Because
back in 2015, Darren Rizzi was a special teams coordinator for the Dolphins. Dan Campbell takes over as the interim coach. Joe Philbin's gone. They go 2-0. They win their first 2 games coming out of a bye week. Then they lose 4 of their next 5. So, like, that interim boost is a thing, but it's not always sustainable. So how do you sustain that? I asked Darren about it. He didn't really answer the question.
You mentioned that. Here's exactly you're asking Coach Rizzi about maintaining that bump, especially coming off the bye, being that interim head coach. And here's Jeff with Rizzi.
Looking back to 2015 with Dan, that team also kind of started 2-0 after the interim switch. Is that experience that you look back to and kind of say, okay, what went wrong? Because I think they've won, what, like 4 losses in 5 games. Is that a challenge, like a unique challenge as an interim, to avoid, you know, that kind of energy boost fading and then turning into just kind of...
Yeah, I didn't remember that. I think the biggest, the most important part of this whole process that we're in is to keep your mind off of the big picture, right? We got to keep our mind off of you know, prior. We got to learn from what has happened in the past. We got to keep our you know, not look past this week. And realize why we've had success the last couple of weeks and what can prevent us from having that. Now, I mentioned on Monday when the guys came in, we did a little bit of a State of the Union where we're kind of where we're at in all three phases. I think Nick asked me that the other day about, did we do a self-scout? And that was really the message on Monday. The message on Monday was, this is what why we've done well the last couple of weeks. This is what can get us beat. And so that's really been more of the focus on us. And again, I mean, not to, I know I understand your question, but the relevance from 2015 to now, you know, although shout out to Dan, but and congratulations to him for winning another one yesterday. But no, I just really trying to keep the focus on the here and now.
Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event is happening now. Get some of the best deals of the season with up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings delivers big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable.
Skip the long lines or waiting around at home all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Get your whole home installed for one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event today for some of the best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
The here and the now, as you heard from Coach Rizzi, and I guess everything kind of like blends together. You don't really lean back on past experiences too much, although I would think that he would remember that fondly with Dan Campbell in Miami.
Well, I think he would remember it if they went 5-0, right? When you go 2-0 and then, you know, after the next six games you're 4-8, it's not as memorable, right? So
very ho-hum, right?
Yeah, and I was thinking about that, like, okay, this season, if Darren Rizzi doesn't end up being the head coach after this season, which is a question, like, one way or the other, you're going to do a coaching search, and he might be the best option, but it's going to be a coaching search.
Right.
And if you end up with a new head coach and they clean house, like, I wonder, how are we – will people remember, oh, yeah, I remember Clint Kubiak? You know, I remember that. Oh, he was your coordinator. And they, oh, yeah. It's just kind of a weird subplot of how much of this team do you want to keep together and how much of it do you want to move on from? And I think a lot of it's going to depend on how do you close out this season. Is it something that's worth keeping going? And this is the game we came on talking about. This is the same topic. Like, this is a game where you get to decide, is this something worth keeping going? Because if you are on a three-game win streak and you continue to put wins together, and, you know, there's two things you take out of that. One is that this roster was not as far off as we were made to believe during that seven-game losing streak. And also, you may have something in your head coach. And so those are all conversations that you have. You lose today, and those conversations cease to matter. So I think it's a big game.
Coach Rizzi was asked, too, Jeff, about what are those biggest areas he wants to see improvement coming off the bye, offense, defense, and special teams.
You know, we've talked about defensively, we've got to limit the explosive plays. We can tackle better. I think we've been better the last couple of weeks. But overall, you know, through the whole season, that's been, you know, I've mentioned that, it's been a little bit of our Achilles heel. You know, offensively, we've shot ourselves in the foot, particularly in the second half. You look at our penalties in the second half, our third down in the second half hasn't really been what we wanted it to be. And so that's, you know, another area on offense is we've done a pretty good job of moving the ball over the 50-yard line. But if you know, kind of do a deep dive on kind of like the plus 49 to the plus 30, for whatever reason, in that area of the field, we haven't been great, maybe closing out some red zone drives. And so that's really been the focus there. You know, special teams, again, some real good things. We're number one in the league right now in kickoff team and starting field position. We've done our punt return team's been really, really good. Our kickoff return, we had a nice return last week, but that's got to get more consistent. Our net punt could be a little bit better. Matt's done a real good job with the inside the 20s and limiting punt return yardage. So, you know, we've looked at all those things, and those are the couple things that just jump out to me.
One of those things, too, I am hoping to see more of is the usage of Taysom Hill. Mm-hmm. That last game against the Cleveland Browns was a masterpiece in Taysom usage. I felt like all the right maneuvers and spots were called there. It was just, you know, we've seen way too many times, I feel, in the second half of games where, for whatever reason, Hill ends up disappearing and you don't end up using him to a full advantage. And Rizzi was asked about Taysom usage now going forward in this offense down the stretch.
The more he's on the field, the more effective we've been. And all the times I've been here, there's that fine line between getting too much and not enough. And so we got to do a good job of managing that. And I thought Clint and the staff the last couple of weeks, I think his usage has been really, really good. And obviously he helps us on special teams as well. He has a 42-yard kick return. I mean, and so, you know, I think sprinkling him a little bit everywhere is where we're at our best.
Yeah, I kind of joked about that on the Inside Black and Gold podcast. Plenty of sprinkles, extra sprinkles for me of Taysom. I love to see what he can do in this offense, and it just seems to add another element that defense is just – it's hard to plan for him.
Get him in your fantasy football lineups, people.
Yeah,
that's
man.
What, like, I've been saying this for the last 2 years. Like, from a tight end perspective, you can't do much
better.
Can't
go wrong, right.
From a consistency.
You don't have to even worry about him as the flex position,
right.
Just because he's listed as a QB.
The only question is whether the Saints are going to actually get him the ball. And, last week, you know, that was one of my points going in was like, you know, against the Falcons, you kind of let it get away from you. He had a bunch of touches on the opening drive.
Right.
I think he had kind of a throwback screen kind of type of situation on the second drive. Then he didn't touch the ball again until after the 2-minute warning in that final drive. So, you know, it was like, hey, you know, this will happen. It does happen. We saw it happen with Pete Carmichael over and over again of like, you kind of got it in your head and you were going to do it. And then the game plan got away from you. The game flow kind of made it difficult to run the ball and you never got back to it. But that's a mistake you got to correct, and I thought they did that to the most extreme degree possible against the Browns. And so I think you need to split the difference there somewhere. I need to make the thing about Taysom is there's his impact on the field, and then there's just his impact for existing. That you know, like when you're the Rams and you're trying to come up with a game plan for this week, I want that other team to have to spend that extra time coming up with a plan to stop Taysom Hill. You know, they wanted to celebrate Thanksgiving too. They didn't want to stay late and come up with an extra, you know, what happens when they do this with Taysom Hill? What happens when they do this with Taysom Hill? How do we handle this? And whether you do it or not, having it be a threat is an advantage to you. That's why when he's not a part of the game plan, it's a problem because you make life so much easier on the other team.
Yes.
And so I think, especially when you're down playmakers, there's no excuse for not at least forcing other teams to prove they can stop it. Now, some teams can stop it. Some teams are better than others at stopping it. But until you show me, I don't believe you, right? I'm going to force you to line up with these extra hats and get beat up and prove that you can not get blown off the ball and tackle this guy at the line of scrimmage, right? And then if you can do that, fine. We'll hit you with somebody else. We'll do something else. But you can't just talk yourself out of it. And I think that's what's happened in the past. And I don't think that's going to happen this year. I think you're going to see them. He's going to get hammered into that line the rest of the season. And we'll see how he handles it from a health perspective. But this is, you know, he is the best weapon you have right now.
I agree with you, too, totally. If you got Taysom available in fantasy, you got him on the bench, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Get him in the lineup.
No question. I benched Dallas Goedert to play Taysom Hill this week, and I don't feel bad about it at all.
What we're going to do is take a break here on First Take. We'll be back with more right after this. Coming up at 1 o'clock, Bud Light countdown to kickoff with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. That'll lead you into game time. Atop the Caesars Superdome with the call, Deuce McAllister, Mike Hawes, and on the sideline, Jeff Nowak. We'll be back with more First Take, though, right after this, so stay tuned on WWL.
Football fans, do you want to hear the whole unadulterated truth about where your team stands?
It's the most embarrassing film I have ever watched in my entire life.
Former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth gives his perspective on the top storylines and games on a weekly basis on the Stinkin' Truth Podcast.
You may get out of here with 2 sacks and a tackle for loss, but you're getting out with a bloody nose.
New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday.
It's going to be a street fight.
Make sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.